So what was the incidence of EGFR mutations in smokers and ex-smokers, roughly?
Well, in smokers, I got to imagine it's less than 5% because overall it's about 10%. In non-smokers, you know, it's probably up towards 25 to 30%. It's associated with females and associated with Asian ethnicities. It's associated with adenocarcinoma. But I think you hit on the most important one when you started is smoking. It seems to be the best kind of clinical predicting variable.
Now, oncologists in practice, of course, have become very sensitized to the issue of KRAS and colorectal cancer. What about KRAS in lung cancer and also KRAS in the patients with EGFR mutations?
KRAS mutations and EGFR mutations are almost entirely mutually exclusive. I think there's a few cases out there in the literature where they've happened together, but it's extraordinarily rare. I use KRAS mutations as well. It's not just for EGFR inhibitors, but I tend to think that cancers with KRAS mutations won't respond to any receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitor. So to me, it kind of separates how I think about their cancer, how it's working. But just as you pointed out, with the colorectal cancers with KRAS mutations being a very good negative prognostic indicator or negative predictive marker, it's the same with lung cancer. And it's an excellent negative predictor marker for EGFR inhibitors in lung cancer as well.